From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French conservatives voted Sunday in a nationwide runoff primary election, choosing François Fillon as their nominee for next year's presidential campaign. In the first American-style primary contest for French Republicans, François Fillon handily beat his moderate opponent, Alain Juppé. Cheering supporters celebrated the victory. Fillon is a socially conservative proponent of free trade. He takes a hard line on immigration and Islam and is an advocate of friendlier ties with Russia. France's ruling Socialist Party on the left holds its primary elections in January. Cubans are marking the death of dictator Fidel Castro. The communist revolutionary died Friday at the age of 90. The cause of death has not been announced. A series of memorials begins Monday in Cuba. In the U.S., not all Cuban Americans are mourning Castro's death.
I wanted for Cuba to be a free country with democracy, with respect for the law and respect for the people and love of God.
They're not rejoicing because of the death of any human being. They're rejoicing because of the end of darkness and the beginning of light.
Meanwhile, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump wrote on Twitter that Castro was a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people for nearly six decades. Trump's top aides, Kellyanne Conway and Reince Priebus, said Sunday, if Cuba wants to maintain warmer ties with the U.S., it will have to move toward allowing greater freedoms for its people. The aides told a U.S. television audience that unless progress is made, Trump is prepared to reverse President Barack Obama's opening to the island nation. This is VOA News.